but it's not often you get fresh spinach. The other day I bought I bought beets. You don't often get fresh beets, you know. And so when I see them, I bought them. And the only way we eat beets is in salad. You slice it up with onion and vinegar and onion. And so I decided that some of the tops were pretty good, so I knew the younger ones would need it, you know, so I cooked them and I ate them myself. I like greens. I like turnip greens, and I like spinach, and I love cabbage and all that kind of stuff. But the other day I was getting these beets, and they had the tops on, and this girl at the cashier, she was a black girl, and she says, ah! I said, what's the matter? I said, you don't like beets? And she says, ah, no, she says. And I says, she says, and those greens, she says. I said, you don't like greens? She says, yeah. She says, greens are all right, but she says, I don't eat too much of them. I said, what, you like turnip greens? Ah, no. I says, well, what, you like spinach? No. I said, well, what do you like? I said, what kind of greens you like? I said, oh, mustards and collards. And she says, that's what I eat, mustards and collards. I said, that's what I wouldn't eat.
What do you call a little yellow crookneck vegetable?
You mean yellow squash?
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of squash?
They have white squash.
What does that look like?
That's like, it kind of grows flat, you know. It's about that thick, and it's about that round.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of flat. And then it's like scalloped on the ends, you know. I'd rather have the yellow squash any day. But, and then there's the carrots.
Mm-hmm. What's something that's big, people make pie out of it?
Pumpkins, huh?
Pumpkin pie.
Now you see, my daughter's in-laws, they make, they cook pumpkin and just serve it in a bowl, you know, for dinner. And I don't know just how they prepare it and everything, but they buy the pumpkin and use it just like that, which is very good. I imagine it's almost like, no, I wouldn't say it's as good as sweet potato unless they put a lot of sweetness and all in it, you know.
What's the little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains?
You mean mushrooms, huh?
Okay. Do you eat those?
No, I don't go for mushrooms, although I use the cream of mushroom soup and different things, you know. But some of my children like it very much, and they buy the fresh mushrooms, you know, and
what's
different ways.
That looks similar, but you can't eat it?
I don't know. What is that? It's like a, what would you call a toadstool?
Mm-hmm.
It looks very much, you see it outside sometimes, yeah.
What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Either yellow or white corn, mm-hmm. Sweet corn.
Do you ever hear it called roasting ears?
No.
What about mutton corn?
No, I've never heard of it. Is that? No, that ain't, they don't call that mutton corn. That little, the little bitty pointy kernels on the corn. I see some of them sometimes, but I don't ever buy that kind. I just buy the regular corn. I prefer the yellow to the white.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
The corn husks.
Mm-hmm. And what's the stringy stuff you take off?
The silks.